It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Time now for another conversation in our Home State View series. In the run-up to the 2020 caucuses, we're getting a different perspective on the presidential candidates by talking with people who've been covering them in their home states. Today, a home state view of Democratic candidate Wayne Messam, Mayor Messam of Miramar, Florida. Joining us with a home state view, Katie Switalski is WLRN Broward County reporter. She's joining us. Miramar is in Broward County. Katie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Well, let's start off with Wayne Messam, of course, not the best known of the candidates, perhaps even the least known of the candidates. Let's talk a little bit about his rise to the office of mayor there in Florida.
So Wayne Messam is actually a former football player who started a business with his wife in construction and general contracting. And he ran for city commissioner in 2011 and won. And his race for mayor, he won in 2015 and became the mayor of Miramar. He got almost 39% of the vote, and he beat out the vice mayor and an incumbent at the time. And he's been mayor ever since.
Mm-hmm. What appealed to the people of Miramar about his leadership and about his campaign?
He's pretty outspoken, and he really does have a lot of charisma, very charismatic. He is very genuine when he's having a conversation with you. And he normally does not shy away from some controversial topics. So he's been trying to protect the Everglades right bordering near Miramar from exploratory oil drilling. He's been trying to sue the state of Florida with other mayors in South Florida for the right to be able to create some local gun control measures. And so about the issues he cares about, he is very outspoken.
Mm-hmm. We're asking in this series, Katie, about the team that he surrounds himself with, the people he seeks out for support. What can you tell us about them?
The people that he's seeking, he's not looking for super PAC money. And he said from the beginning of his campaign launch in late March, he announced his candidacy at a historically black college and university, Florida Memorial University. And so he very much wants to connect with young people, students, small donors, the $5, $10, $20 donors to build his campaign for the presidency.
What does he count as his successes in his time as mayor there in Miramar, Florida?
One of the things he really thinks of as a success is his small business being, you know, as he considers himself, a job creator in his own community. And Miramar also passed a living wage ordinance in 2015. And the issues like gun control and the environment protecting the Everglades that he stood up for, he sees these issues on a small scale in Miramar. I mean, the city's only about 141,000 people, less than 150,000 people. And he sees these issues as having huge national significance. And I think one of the things that's really interesting about his leadership is he really considers this election of the mayor, the year of the mayor. And I think nationally, we see that a lot with Mayor Pete Buttigieg from South Bend, Indiana. But Wayne Messam sort of is comparing Miramar to South Bend, Indiana, and argues that it's a lot more diverse, it's larger, and the issues he's had to deal with are more applicable to the presidency than, say, maybe Mayor Pete Buttigieg has had to come up against so far.
Mm-hmm. In his time as mayor, what criticisms? Talk a little bit more about the criticisms that Wayne Messam has faced.
So he's been very outspoken about immigration, and he is very pro finding paths to citizenship. But one of the criticisms he's faced is there is an immigration and customs enforcement facility located in Miramar, an ICE facility, where people come for their regular immigration appointments. And there are weekly protests at this facility. And he's really been criticized for having been so outspoken and seeming to care so much about immigration rights, but then not coming to protests when he says he's going to show up, or not doing more to sort of work with the federal government and reduce the problems that the ICE facility in Miramar has run into.
Mm-hmm. And how does he react to that and other criticism?
You know, Mayor Messam, I think, tries to put on a front and work out his criticisms on the back end before bringing it to the media. One of his biggest, issues in this election is he really thinks the media distribution among candidates has been unfair, but it's hard sometimes to cover him when his campaign is not necessarily responsive to inquiries or criticism. And I think that's something he faces. I think he's been continually saying he's going to go to the ICE facility. And then when I talk with protesters, he maybe doesn't, you know, they haven't seen him come by yet. So I think it's something that he says he's going to work on, but maybe some of the voters haven't seen that come to fruition yet.
Katie, I'm sure you're well aware of what happens when you do an online news search about Mayor Wayne Messam. I found, at least, most of the articles are with the headline that he raised $5 in the last quarter of fundraising as a presidential candidate. He's never come close to qualifying for a Democratic debate. He has next to no name recognition. This is 90 days before the Iowa caucuses, a year out from the general election. We have to ask, and what is your answer to the question, why is he still in the race? No traction at all, it seems.
It does seem that way, and it's true. And the $5 campaign finance report came out just a few weeks ago. And he told the New York Times that it was some sort of computer glitch. Now, he'd overreported in the first quarter what he had brought in terms of donations. So it seems there's a lot of criticism there. And there's other criticism that he has not been cutting paychecks for his campaign staff. So there are definitely some back-end problems. But I think his response to this is, you know, whether it's a computer glitch or not, we don't know weeks later. So there's really less of a response right now. Now, in terms of early on in the race when he was asked, hey, you really don't have name recognition compared to some of the other candidates like Joe Biden. Why are you running in the first place? He's really maintained that these issues that he's had to deal with as a mayor are closer to the people than someone at a state level or closer to the people with national significance, such as, you know, the ICE facility in Miramar or the pushing for gun control after the Parkland shooting here. And he's really arguing that his vote and what his community has done while he's mayor matters more than his name recognition. And that seems to be his continued stance. But I will admit he's been very quiet. And in my reaching out to his campaign over the last week, I still haven't heard back on, you know, what's the latest update with them.
Okay, our Home State View series, in these conversations, Katie, we like to end on a lighter note, perhaps a note of sort of a, that indicates the personality of our candidates, in this case, Mayor Wayne Messam. Go into a little bit more about a professional football player.
He was, and he's pretty outspoken about being a football player, but he played for Florida State University in Tallahassee, our state capital. But he was actually really good. He was a starting wide receiver. And the fun fact is he was a member of the 1993 national championship team for FSU. So if you're a Noles fan anywhere, Messam played a big part in that.
Katie Switalski, thank you very much. WLRN Broward County reporter with our Home State View of Mayor Wayne Messam, a presidential candidate in the Democratic column. Thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you for having me.